They're still awake in the Senate. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. They stayed up all night debating an economic package that Democrats say will lower inflation. Republicans who oppose the bill are putting forth all kinds of amendments as part of an hours-long voterama.
Here's a moment when Senator Lindsey Graham slammed a gas tax amendment that had been proposed by New Hampshire Democrat Maggie Hassan.
This gives phony and cynical a bad name. They wouldn't let you do this in professional wrestling. What you're doing is deceitful, is dishonest, and we're going to call you out.
This voterama got started around 11:15 last night. According to Fox News' Chad Pergram, given past timing, that means it will likely wrap up mid-morning or midday today.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. At least 9 people are hurt after a mass shooting overnight outside a bar in Ohio. Police in Cincinnati have no one in custody, but they believe there was only one shooter. A separate shooting nearby left at least 2 people hurt. It's unclear if the incidents are connected. Actress Anne Heche is expected to survive a car crash that initially left her critically hurt. Her condition has been upgraded to stable.
The 53-year-old actress slammed her speeding car into a garage Friday, then backed up and took off before smashing into a house. The car burst into flames after the second crash, badly burning Heche.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. There are growing fears in the Middle East that a full-fledged war could break out between Israel and Palestinian militants in Gaza. Israeli airstrikes have taken out 2 commanders with Islamic Jihad as the Iran-backed group fires hundreds of rockets into Israel. Israel says it took action because of the threat of an imminent attack, although no details have been provided. America's listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
A deadly shooting on a commuter train in Chicago has police promising to put more officers in the transit system. Canine patrols will also be reinstated. Early Saturday on a Red Line train, a man was shot multiple times. Police have no suspects. The Chicago Sun-Times says as of mid-July, there had been 488 violent crimes in the transit system. Numbers like that haven't been seen in a decade. Federal assistance is being sought in Washington, D.C. and New York City as migrants who cross our southern border are bused there. The rides are being made possible by the Republican governors of Texas and Arizona, but it's not the first time migrants have been sent to those cities.
The federal government has been facilitating transport to New York and to Washington, D.C. Since the Biden administration has been in place. This isn't anything new. The only thing that's new now is we're just not flying them in there at night. It's not being done in secret.
Brandon Judd is the president of the National Border Patrol Council. Last week, the Pentagon denied a request from the mayor of Washington, D.C. to deploy the National Guard. NASCAR's next contest takes place later today at Michigan International Speedway.
Bubba Wallace collected his first career series pole position. He was the lone driver to top 190 miles per hour in qualifying.
I see the restart stats I continue to get better and better at. And so just getting a good, clean initial start, getting away and hopefully setting sail and just managing it from there, you know. No need to go burn your stuff up, especially with the tires that we have here.
Christopher Bell will start second. Tyler Reddick has 2 wins in his last 5 starts. Reddick is in the 6th position. Kevin Harvick has won 4 of his last 6 races at Michigan. He's the career active leader there with 5 checkered flags. Harvick qualified 16th. Defending race champ Ryan Blaney starts 24th.
Fox's Bob Mortelli. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.